Now to a carnivorous marsupial, which is listed by the Commonwealth as a vulnerable species. They look quite cute. They have pointy noses and bushy tails, and they're called brush-tail phascogales. A community group in Victoria has set up one of the largest Nest Box programs in the state to help them survive. Our intrepid Connie Aegis checked it out.
I'm 120 kilometres north of Melbourne, and I'm heading out with Janice Menteplay-Smith to look for the brush-tailed phascogale.
It's got a little pointy face, sort of greyish-brownish in colour. Very fast runner, loves to run up trees. Their Achilles heel is the lack of nesting hollows or nesting habitats, so they need hollows to live in, nice, safe, deepish nest hollows, which only a large, mature tree can produce.
She says fires and land clearing dating back to the gold rush are to blame for their loss of habitat. That's why she's trying to create new homes for them. Janice Menteplay-Smith from the Goulburn Broken Catchment Authority is managing a community-driven program that's set up more than 1,000 nest boxes in the area.
Building nest boxes is a really hands-on thing, so you get community involved, you can get school kids involved, it's very tangible. You put a box up and often there's a little critter inside. I came on board in 2010 with this job and met Orlando, and Orlando put his hand up very generously and said he'd do the monitoring of the nest boxes.
I am attaching the camera to the pole and I'm going to lift the lid of the nest box and I'm going to take a picture. The most important thing for us is not to disturb the creature at all.
Orlando Talamo says more than half of the nest boxes are occupied.
Every time I see a creature in there, a flood of emotion gets to me. It's a huge thing because you had to have all the conditions right. You had to put in the right tree. It had to be the water nearby. So it's all these conditions had to come together and the creature had to be there for that creature to go and occupy it.
And he's not stopping now. The project doesn't have any ongoing funding, but he hopes to create more homes for the brush-tailed phascogale.
Connie Aegis reporting, and you can see what those little beasties look like on the ABC website.